Welcome to another edition of Hockey Talk, your Las Vegas Wranglers podcast on LasVegasSun.com. I'm Ray Brewer, your host, along with Sun beat writer Steve Silver for the team. Steve, breaking news today out of Wranglers camp. What's going on?
Yeah, well, head coach and general manager Glenn Gullitson, as rumored earlier in the summer, or I guess it's not officially summer yet, but for us Northerners it is, he is leaving, going to the AHL, the American Hockey League, and he's actually going to be the head coach of the Texas Stars. It's a new team in the AHL affiliated with the Dallas Stars, and I mean, he's been the Wranglers coach since their founding, 6 years, an impressive record. They've been to the playoffs 5 out of the last 6 years, 4 in a row. Kelly Cup Finals, Conference Finals last year. A great guy, easy guy to work with from my perspective, and seems to really know player personnel because, as you're familiar, guys come in and out of that locker room every week. So he's scouting colleges, other leagues, independent leagues, and like he said, it's the same game, same job. Now we're just trying to get guys in the NHL instead of trying to get them into the AHL. So Glenn Gullitson heading off to Austin, Texas.
And everybody in Las Vegas seems real excited for Coach. He did such a great job here, Steve. The record, 290, 155, and 55 all time in Las Vegas.
And that's including regular season and playoffs.
And playoffs. A great track record. They make deep playoff runs seemingly every year. They played for the Cup the 1 year. And he will definitely be missed. What makes him such a good coach? I mean, in minor league sports, to stay around in one place for 6 years says something for me. Glad he's getting his chance to go up to another level. What is he doing right? And I guess he was rewarded for his loyalty because it all panned out for him.
Yeah, well, the thing he always said, he said this last year, again, even after this season, I'm not leaving unless something awesome comes along, because he's got 4 kids here. He said today his wife and his kids were sad. I mean, they all go to school, you know, in the area. And he had been offered assistant coaching positions nearly every offseason in the AHL, and he wouldn't take them. This is the first head coaching position he was offered. It's a new team, so it's a new start, just like he came into Las Vegas when he did. And what he's doing right is somehow he's finding a way to walk into that locker room every night, whoever's there, because it changes, and motivate them to play. He's had great veteran teams. The first couple years he was here, they had 3 100-point seasons. Veteran teams, they maybe didn't need a lot of coaching, just a little strategy here and there. But then all of a sudden he's got 20-year-olds, you know, kids who are still in college who are coming to play, a lot of guys injured or in the AHL, and he's just basically taking a makeshift team and taking them all the way to the conference finals, and that requires a ton of work.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see, like I asked him today, he's relieved now. He's not going to be a general manager in the AHL, just a head coach. And he's just going to focus on the coaching.
And for me, he's a 37-year-old guy, and he's proven himself here. I think this past year, the team was up and down and topsy-turvy.
Oh, yeah.
And for them to make it as far as a run, the conference finals, as they did this year in the playoffs, speaks volumes about his coaching. Steve, he's a 37-year-old guy. Looks like he has a bright future. Do you think this is a guy who can maybe one day land in the NHL?
I don't see why not. Now, the thing is he talks about he never played in the NHL, never even played in the AHL. He was an ECHL player. Well, it was the West Coast Hockey League. Never really got above that level. And so he knows he has to put in his time. He'll be in the AHL for a while, but why not? Especially an organization like Dallas that he's tied to, you know? They have to win to attract fans. It's not like, you know, the proven teams, hockey towns across the country where they're going to have their fan base. In Dallas, if you're not winning, no one's going to go to the games. So they have coaching changes. I mean, they just did a full-scale firing of the entire staff. That's what allowed him to move to the AHL. So I don't see why not in a couple years. And he's already had, well, I think, 6 or 7 players come from Las Vegas and go to the NHL. You know, he's developed talent, you can't even count how many guys move from the ECHL to the AHL. So developing talent, that will be the big key. Who can he, you know, bring forward from that from Austin and get them to Dallas? And I really don't see why. He's a young guy, a lot of energy. You know, he's a guy who goes through full contact drills with these guys sometimes. And he looks as young as I did.
You're listening to Hockey Talk, a weekly podcast during the hockey season at LasVegasSun.com.
About it's 100 degrees out. What are we doing?
Yeah, about the Las Vegas Wranglers. Some breaking news today, so we're back to break it down. And coaching, Steve, is a profession that's topsy-turvy. One day you could be the toast of the town. The next year your team loses and they clean house and get rid of everybody. Well, now we have a vacancy here in Las Vegas. You're glued into the scene. Who's going to be the next coach? What do you hear? Where do you think this guy is going to come from?
I don't know. There's a lot of rumors out there, and I don't gonna wait for the dust to settle here for a bit. But there are definitely some front runners now. Charles Davenport, the owner of the team, is going to be the one making the call. Gullitson's obviously going to have a say in the matter. He said he's going to recommend a couple guys, give them that list with a sort of scouting report on each of them, and then it'll be Charles's decision. The team president, the day-to-day guy, Billy Johnson, he comes from a baseball background, and he said, I'm not going to have a hand in this because Charles got it right the first time. For the first 6 years, I mean, it was always this year was the anomaly. This year was the year everyone was like, what's wrong with the Wranglers? People are used to them being great. So not sure, but definitely check back LasVegasSun.com. A couple days from now, I mean, it's going to be within a couple weeks, we're going to know who the new head coach is, probably head coach and general manager. Maybe there's going to be assistant coaches changes. A whole number of things could happen, so definitely stay tuned with that.
Yeah, and hopefully not a drop-off for the team. I think one of the things the fans have really grown accustomed to is winning hockey here in Las Vegas, and hopefully that continues. Steve, as usual, thanks for your analysis. Thanks for your time. Folks, stay posted to LasVegasSun.com. We're going to have the new coach right when it happens, before everybody else, guaranteed. We look forward to giving you the news. Post some comments. We love to hear from you. Tell us who you think is going to be the new coach. Also, we'll let you share some memories of Coach Gullitson. He was a winner, a great guy, liked by all.
Log on, you know, put it on the message boards. We already have a bunch of commenters, you know, wishing them luck. So go on there. And also, a little off topic, but the NHL awards are in town. So again, all this week, LasVegasSun.com, we've got a whole slew of people going out there to cover.
We'll get your hockey.
Some hockey,
fixed.
Yeah. You can wear your flip flops and get your sun, but we'll get you plenty of hockey.
And I hate to get off topic here, but we're both Penguin fans. A little Stanley Cup action.
That's right.
I will be honest, my hockey knowledge is so small, but I know one thing: Super Mario saved hockey. And I think we both agree on that. And,
absolutely.
Steve, thanks for everything again. Hockey Talk, another great show.